Maria Jadwiga was born in Warsaw, Poland on November 20, 1899. She was the second of eight children of John and Sophie Kotowski. The next day, on the feast of the Presentation of the Blessed Mother, she was baptized and received the names Maria Hedwig. In the beginning, the family lived on a property in Krasinets, but later moved to Warsaw. Her deeply devout father played a great role in the spiritual development of his daughter Marilka, as she was known, who from her youngest years loved Jesus present in the Blessed Sacrament and his mother. The family prayed the rosary and read sacred scripture together, and according to the customs of the times, Maria and the other Kotowski children at first studied at home under the watchful eye of the parents. In 1918, she passed a secondary school leaving examination. Desiring to help the suffering, she began her studies in medicine at the University of Warsaw. When in 1920, during the war, Poland again had to fight the enemy, this time from beyond the eastern boundary, Maria helped her beloved country as a member of the Red Cross. For 8 months, she brought help to wounded soldiers in Warsaw hospitals. Many years later, in 1932, she was awarded the Polonia Restituta Cross for her heroic service. During her studies, she met the Resurrectionist Sisters founded by Blessed Selina Bozetska. She wanted to interrupt her studies to enter the congregation, but she submitted this decision to superiors. On April 19, 1922, she wrote a petition to be accepted by the congregation to the Superior General. In her letter, we read the following words.
Having become acquainted with the spirit and rule, I kindly request to be received into the congregation of the Sisters of the Resurrection. I desire to live and die for Christ, loving Him above all, since He is the highest love, Lord, God, and my all.
In 1922, Maria Jadwiga began her religious life in Kęty, near Bielsko, taking the name of Alicja. 2 years later, in 1924, after completing her postulancy and novitiate, she made her first vows. She was then sent to the local community in Warsaw, where she continued her studies, not in the field of medicine, but in mathematics and natural sciences. In 1932, she defended her master's thesis in chemistry, after which she began her work as a teacher in the teacher seminary in Warsaw. In 1934, she moved to the Polish locality of Wejherowo, where she worked as a teacher. During this time, she noted a significant reflection.
I have not yet experienced the happiness of suffering for God. The Lord sees that I am still very weak, that I love suffering but from afar, that already at the very inkling of this, my nature shudders. Hence He waits. But this can't be for too long. In another place, there is only one thing worthy in life, suffering from love for God. I know that even this desire is a grace. I know that I myself fear suffering and at all costs want to avoid it. But I believe in the power of Jesus. I believe that He Himself merited the necessary power for us. I believe that He wants this from me.
As a young teaching nun, Sister Alicja was soon chosen to direct high school education and serve as a convent superior in Wejherowo. She proved very capable in both tasks, particularly convinced of the need for prayer as reinforcement for teaching. She herself spent hours before the Holy Eucharist and promoted Eucharistic devotion among both her fellow nuns and her students. Sister Alicja made herself loved by her sisters, and all wanted to be close to her for her humility, her sympathy, and dedication to others. In the summer of 1939, she visited her parents for the last time, because Poland had lost its independence once more with the outbreak of World War II, and the Nazis invaded Poland, reaching Wejherowo on September 9, 1939. When Sister Alicja learned the Germans were drawing near Wejherowo, she and Francis, who was the school's janitor, buried their most precious liturgical vessels in the convent garden to prevent their desecration by the Gestapo, Francis, however, was actually a spy for the Germans, and within a few days, the Gestapo, led by Francis, unearthed and desecrated the holy vessels, warning Sister Alicia she would be next. One of the occupying army's first steps was to establish a blacklist of Polish leaders. Sister Alicia was singled out because of her former connection to the organized Polish army as a nurse, and because she was a teacher. Sister Alicia ordered her sisters to change into civilian clothes and hide. However, the sisters did not obey. The mother of one of the students found out that Sister Alicia was in danger of being arrested and executed, and offered to help her escape. However, Sister Alicia did not take advantage. On October the 24th, she was arrested by the Gestapo. Before leaving the house, Sister Alicia expressed her forgiveness towards Francis. She said the following words to the sisters.
I forgive Francis for everything.
She was taken to the prison in Wejherowo, and for several days people tried to release her, but to no avail. She just asked for her favorite cross, and holding it tightly, she often prayed her rosary for a long time. On November 11th, 1939, trucks drove into the prison yard. A considerable group of prisoners were dragged out of the cells, among them Sister Alicia. Then, by pushing them, they were forced into the trucks. Sister Alicia was the last to enter, putting her arm around a group of frightened Jewish children who were in the deportation group, encouraging them. She told them,
"Don't be afraid. God is waiting for us in heaven."
This very peace and calmness she showed soon had an effect on those around. She was most likely shot on the same day, on the National Day of the Republic of Poland, in the forests of Pieśnica, 10 kilometers from Wejherowo, during a great execution in which 314 victims were killed. In 1944, most of the bodies were dug up and burned by the Germans. Sister Alicia's body was never to be found. Only after the war had ended, in Pieśnica, in tomb number 7, a large black rosary was found. It is believed that this was the very rosary that Sister Alicia had held tightly in her hands during her imprisonment. This was the only belonging of Sister Alicia ever found. Pope Pius XII, hearing about the death of Sister Alicia, was to say, "You have a martyr. This is a great glory and consolation for the congregation. Can there be any greater happiness than to lay down your life for faith, for the church, for Christ the Lord?" Blessed Alicia Kutowska, pray for us.